Hey, y'all. Today we are talking love and logistics. So a super common question that I've been getting is, how can I motivate my partner to actively participate in planning and goal setting? I don't want them to feel pressured. I don't want them to feel criticized, but I want to make sure that our family's plans and goals are truly collaborative. And so how do I invite my partner or my husband into this process? Y'all, relationships are tricky stuff. Living with other people is an absolute trip. But one thing that I know for sure is that planning together with your partner or husband can significantly enhance the harmony and direction of your shared lives. So today's episode, we're going to talk about several ideas and strategies for effective joint planning. I want you to foster stronger partnerships so that you can achieve both individual and collective goals. Let's do this. Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGee. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals playfully. And lightly. Let's get started. Hey y'all, before I dive into love and logistics, whoop whoop, I just want to remind you that the month of March, I am doing free one-on-one coaching sessions. This is not a sales call. These are actual coaching sessions. So if this is something that you've been thinking about, something that you've been wondering about, jump into the show notes, click on the link to schedule a time. I can't wait to meet you. Ooh, y'all, if I had a dollar for every time that I asked my husband, so what are your plans for today? Hey, so what are your plans for this next week? Hey, what's going on in your life this week, dear? Oh, by the way, our kids have conferences this week. Oh, don't forget, we have ninja classes on Wednesday afternoons. One thing that can be really complicated about planning and goal setting is that when you're part of a partnership, when you're part of a family, is that you have to work your own schedule around everyone else's. There's an incredible need for communication, mutual respect, and you sometimes need to really whip out those effective conflict resolution strategies in the planning process to strengthen your partnership while achieving both your personal and shared goals. So I've been hosting a masterclass called Break Free from Busy. And y'all, it is the most amazing group of women. Shout out to my Break Free from Busy girls. It has been such a phenomenal experience. And one question that kept coming up is, okay, I want to have this planning ritual. I want to break free from busy. But how do I do this with my partner or my husband? How do I make sure that the planning process is truly collaborative, that it's taking both of our needs and aspirations into account? First, I just want to acknowledge that this is tricky. This is not easy. Sharing a life with other people is complicated because sometimes we do have goals that press up against each other. Sometimes we're moving in different directions. In fact, when we were getting married, we collected a bunch of advice from married couples on what makes for a successful relationship. And a piece of advice that has always stuck with me is make sure that you're always moving in the same direction. That if your lives are moving in the same direction, that you're going to be okay. One of the most important parts of planning together is making sure that you're identifying and aligning mutual goals with your partner. I think that goal setting with your husband or partner is one of the most exciting, fun thing to do with each other because you get to share so many of your own aspirations and dreams with your partner and to get to hear what their dreams are, what their goals are. Get to learn so much about them. I've been married for 18 years now, and those beginning years of a relationship, there is just so much that you're learning about each other. But when you've been married for a little bit longer, it can feel sometimes like, oh, well, I've got them figured out. But that we're growing and evolving as people. I love that when you do goal setting together, you get to learn about each other in a way that it feels a little bit like those early stages of a relationship. There are different couple retreats that you can do where you can set goals with each other. You also can just plan a weekend where that's part of what your weekend together is that you're going to set goals and share goals with each other. I know y'all are going to find this hard to believe, but what goals we're working on is a pretty regular topic of conversation for my husband and I. When I know what Ryan's goals are, I'm able to cheer him on. I'm able to support him. So if I know that one of his goals is that he wants to spend some more time with friends and he's like, hey, I'm going to play pickleball tonight, it's really easy for me to go, oh yeah, of course. The kids and I are going to go downstairs in the basement and have a great time. I know that by me doing that, I'm supporting one of his top three goals for the quarter. And he can do the same for me. He knows that one of Danielle's top priorities right now is to work on our sleeping. And I ask, can you all please make it a point to get upstairs a little early tonight? I want to make sure I can go to bed on time. He's heard me talk about that being a big priority of mine and all of the other different things that I'm doing on my end to make sure that my sleeping improves. So making it a point to set goals with your partner, to share your personal goals with each other, also to create some mutual goals. What are your family goals for the year? What are some things that you all want to do jointly as a family? I also think that it really helps to set aside a time to have planning sessions with your husband. When we first had kids and everything was really wonky, we started having weekly parent meetings. And some of this was to talk about our relationship. Some of this was to do the logistical planning that we needed to do. And it was really formal when we first started doing this. We would get together and we'd have our planners and we would talk about things, and it did feel a bit more formal. But as time went on, we were able to integrate this a little more informally into our week. So on Sunday evenings, I start to prepare for the week ahead. I might be doing some things related to, you know, what do we need to buy, any grocery shopping that needs to happen. I might be looking at the kids' schedules to see what's coming up for them that week. And it's pretty natural for me to just ask my husband, hey, what's on your agenda for this week? And he'll let me know. And if I need to add any to our family calendar, I can do that. If you don't have a family calendar, I highly recommend having one. We put ours in our kitchen. As long as it's in a place that people frequent and are regularly going to see it, I think that that works too. For us, our kitchen is really a hub of activity, and so it makes a lot of sense for us to put it there. So if you can have some regular ways that you can check in with each other, ideally once a week, to just see what your plans are and to make sure that your individual plans work with the family's plans, it's really, really important. And like I said, you can start out and maybe you do something that is a little bit more formal. And then as you get more comfortable with that, it can become a little bit more informal as you move along. One thing that I really want to address about love and logistics is that I've noticed that oftentimes it's very common for women to feel resentful towards their partner because their partners are not navigating the logistics the same way that they are. Is this you? Are you feeling a little salty that you have to remember all of these things? First, I just want to say, I see you. I notice your efforts. I know and empathize with how much labor women are doing to be the best for their family. So much of the planning and the logistic work is invisible. And so to feel resentful is normal. It's common. And it's even justified. That being said, I want to say resentment is often self-damaging. Resentment doesn't punish your husband, it punishes you. It steals your energy. It can lead to emotional disconnection. And I can't tell you how many working moms I've interacted with who are really frustrated because they want to be more present with their kids. But part of the reason that they're not able to be present with their kids is they're resentful towards their partner for not helping with the dishes, for not helping with the laundry. So it makes sense. We would feel resentment if there's unmet expectations, if there's an unequal distribution of household responsibilities. It makes sense that we would feel resentful. But the resentment is also creating a barrier to some of the things that we really want to be able to enjoy in life. And what I've really found is that if you can establish some regular planning sessions, if you can set some shared goals, if you can start really thinking of yourselves as a team that collaborates with each other to help each other step into your own fullest potential, it can be a game changer. When you start celebrating achievements together, when you plan special activities or surprise each other with small rewards for reaching different milestones, it is so amazing when you can feel that resentment start to melt away. Because when you've set aside these regular planning sessions, when you set goals together, it gives you all an opportunity to express in a really healthy way, this is what my needs are. This is how I need support. And you're able to communicate your needs in a way that's supported and received. It also gives you an opportunity to continuously learn and adapt. That your circumstances are gonna change. Life happens, friends. It's always happening. I don't know if you've ever been in those situations where you're just like, I finally got a handle on it and woof, something comes in, right? And so if you can have these regular practices in place, you can adapt together. You can move in a direction together. And so these strategies are not only going to just help you with the logistics of life, they're actually going to improve and strengthen your relationship. They're going to create containers for you to more effectively communicate with each other. And it's going to ensure that you're working together towards a common future. When your partner, when your husband is able to see the possibilities that actively participating in planning and goal setting together does, they're going to be way more motivated to be a part of this. When they feel like their own goals and their own needs are being taken into account, they're going to be excited to participate in this. Today, we've talked about the importance of setting shared goals. We've talked about establishing regular planning sessions. We've talked about the ways in which resentment can really get in our way and how planning and goal setting together can help release us of resentment that we might be feeling. Y'all, I wish for you the strength to communicate your needs and dreams openly with your partner, the strength to create a foundation of trust and mutual respect that transforms planning into a shared journey towards a fulfilling future. I wish for you the wisdom to recognize and let go of resentment, understanding that forgiveness and empathy are keys to unlocking deeper joy and presence in your own life and in your shared experiences with your partner. I wish for you love. I wish for you logistics. And I wish for you the ability to move together towards tomorrow. Be brilliant, be bold, and be well, friends.
If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all, so pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Go Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.